Okay, welcome everybody. Today I would like to showcase you a tool about docbook authoring. It's called DUPS, Docbook Authoring and Publishing Suite. It's a tool which allows you to publish your docbook XML sources with a single command. So why did we develop DUPS? Docbook itself is a framework that delivers DTD or a scheme and various style sheets, but it has, in contrast to, for instance, Techno tools, to actually publish your document. You need to fill with xsltproc and a lot of other commands in order to get your docbook sources published. And this is a major hurdle for newcomers to docbook, because it's quite complicated to publish your sources, and for long-standing docbook authors which maintain huge projects, they need to develop and manage their own tool set. Mainly this is done with ARNT or custom make files, and this is where DUPS comes in and allows these people to concentrate on what really matters, that is doing their style sheets and focusing on content. So what does DUPS offer? You can, of course, transform your docbook sources into a variety of output formats, that is HTML, chunked and single HTML, the new web help format that was published a few weeks ago by docbook. You can, of course, do PDF, EPUB, ASCII, and man pages. It also supports a variety of image source formats that automatically get converted to the correct format. So if you, for instance, want to create a grayscale PDF for printing, all the images automatically get converted to grayscale from various formats such as SVG, PNG, EPS, or PDF. DUPS can be configured per system, per user, and what's very important, per document. So you can have a configuration file for each book you want to create. And it allows to switch style sheets via command line, so it's very easy to create different looking output formats, for instance, different looking PDFs from a single source. Of course, it's open source. It's released under the GPL2 or GPL3 at your choice. So what's the main benefit of DUPS is that it supports large projects. So you can do complicated things with it very easily. It, for instance, supports profiling. At the moment, we support four different profiling attributes, that is ARC, Condition, OS, and Vendor. You can build parts of a large set. If you, for instance, have more than one book in a set that allows you to link between those books, you can easily build parts of the sets, that is books, articles, and even sections. It allows you to easily manage your stuff because you can generate file lists of source XML files or source images, and that you can do that either per book or for a large set. And what's more, you can create distributable archives. For instance, HTML archives for deploying them on a web server. You can easily build source profile source archives that you can ship for translations, for instance. And what's important, all these profile source archives, of course, validate. DUPS also has some authoring tools, which makes it easier to maintain your XML sources. You can create a project from scratch with the DUPS init command. that creates the needed file structure. It also has an example document with which you can start. It's mainly interesting for starters with DocBook. You can easily validate your DocBook sources by just typing the validate command. It has a link checker for HTTPS and FTP links. You can spell check your files or your documents. You can check all images in a document or a book with an image viewer that easily allows you to update your screenshots. And what's more, it has got a DocBook 4 macro set for Emacs, NXML, and PSGML modes. A little bit about the history of DUBS. DUBS evolved from the toolchain we used at SUSE to generate all SUSE manuals. It was called SUSEDoc, and about a year ago, we decided to do a major code overhaul of the whole thing, and the result of it was DUBS. We actually use it to build the complete SUSE documentation, but with DUBS 1.0, first public release, we stripped it from all SUSE-specific things, so you can use it generally for all DocBook projects. Okay, so much for theory. I would like to show you some things you can do with DUBS. So, first thing you need when working with DUBS, and that is basically the only prerequisite that you need, is to put your DocBook sources in a specific directory structure. It's pretty simple. You can see it here. We have got a book-specific config file. That is the DC DUBS example file. We've got the images directory with the supported images. And then you've got a directory which hosts all your XML files in a flat structure. So what to do when wanting to build, let's say, a PDF? It's pretty easy. You can see here is the DUBS documentation itself hosted, and to build a PDF for the quick start, you just this command. So it basically works the way Subversion or Git does. Has the main command called DUBS with a few options, then a subcommand, in this case color PDF, and each subcommand also has got a few options which you can see later. So here we have the PDF. That's the DUBS quick start guide. So pretty easy, just one command. And you can do a bit more with the subcommand options. For instance, if you plan to give away a color PDF for review and want to show remarks you have inserted in the code to the reviewer, you can just add the remark attribute and rebuild the PDF. Now let's see. There you can see it holds the remarks. What you can also do is easily switching style sheets. So if you would like to have a bit more fancy output, just add the style root parameter, which then points to the directory with your custom style sheets. That the former version was built with the original style sheets, and now we can see some style sheets that we actually use for the SUSE documentation. So what Dubs does is, first it automatically converts all the images, then it creates the FO file, and afterwards calls the PDF formatter, in this case FOP, to build the PDF. So it looks a bit better now. So with a single command, just a single option, you can create a document that looks completely different. And of course, you can also create other formats. I'd like to show you, for instance, the new WebHelp format. Another major advantage of Dubs is that it is fully scriptable. You probably have noticed that the only output from Dubs is the resulting file name. So you can easily call Dubs and pipe the resulting file name to another program. So here we go with WebHelp. From the same sources we used to build the PDF, we now have a completely different output format, also with just a single command, and that is the WebHelp output. Okay. So, I told you earlier on that we have got book-specific config files, the DC files, you can see here. And that allows you to put all the options you would normally use on the command line, just like the style root option I showed you earlier on, in that config file, so you don't have to type them every time. So let's have a look at such a config file for the quick start, for instance. So here we go. Pretty easy. The only mandatory attribute in a config file is the path to the main XML file. In this case, it's a file located here. Since this file represents a whole set with two books, the Dubs User Guide and the Dubs Quick Start, we also specify a root ID, the root ID of the Dubs Quick Start, and that basically is all you need to build the Quick Start. If you want to make this style root change permanent, just go and add that one here, path to the style roots. There's also a fallback mechanism. That is a fallback style root. If you have, for instance, only style sheets for building PDFs in the style root you specified, you can specify a fallback style root for other formats, such as text or mail pages or HTML. The default fallback format always is the docbook style sheets, but you can also, with this parameter, specify a custom set of style sheets. You can also specify HTML CSS files here, and what's more, the docbook style sheets are customizable via params, and you can add a few params here with this XSLT parameter, which you can pass to the style sheets to easily have a kind of mini customization layer. So in this case, we pass the logo to to the style sheets. Okay, having done so, we can go back to the first command. And this time we don't have to specify the style root parameter anymore because it's already in the config file, which automatically gets written by dubs. So dubs also supports profiling, so if you, for instance, are going to write a manual for a product that exists in different flavors, such as basic and premium, the documentation will be in most parts the same for both products, but perhaps the premium version has got some features the basic version doesn't have. In this case, DocBook allows you to make use of profiling in order to have some kind of conditional text, which you can only print when actually needed. And in order to do so, there are profiling attributes dubs support. You can also enter them in the config file. In this case, I've got two profiling attributes, one that is for the attribute condition, in this case for a hypothetical DUBS premium product, and in case you have vendor-specific documentation, you could also make use of another profiling attribute called vendor. In this case, there's a value called SUSE. So whenever you enter some XML, DocBook XML element and specify OS, specify vendor is SUSE, this part will only get displayed if this variable is set. So how does that look in practice? Again, it's the same source for the quick start we used before, only this time the conditional text will get displayed. Okay, you notice here there's a section about DUBS Premium and a hypothetical DUBS SUSE edition. Okay, I've also told you that DUBS supports large projects and has got some authoring support. One thing I would like to show you is the DUBS init command, with which you can easily get a quick start into the DocBook, which is called DUBS init, specify a directory. Let's say tmp foo, and then you can specify the root element of the DocBook document you would like to create. In this example, we'll make use of book. Okay, so now we go into tmp foo and see what it has created. Here we go. So we now have a working environment where we can directly start with So this is an example document which has been created from the sources generated by DubsInit. And of course, you could do HTML, EPUB, whatever you like from there. Coming back to the large project support, when you have, let's say, 10 or more books in a set, will get a bit complicated to locate all the XML files that belong to a specific book when you, for instance, would like to search and replace a certain string. And for this matter, Dubs offered you to generate some kind of lists. For instance, the list of files that actually belong to a certain book. In this case, I will not use the Dubs Quick Start we used early on because this only is one file, but the Dubs user guide that is represented by another config file. Oops. Okay, here we see a list of all files belonging to the project in a format that you can easily pass to another project program, for instance, SED, or whatever you like. You can also 3D print it to make it human readable. These are all the files that only belong to the Dubs user guide. You can do the same for graphics, and you can also do something that will allow you to easily update your screenshots. That would be Dubs Get Images. And you can pass the list of files directly to an image viewer. Specify an image viewer, old-fashioned XV, and oh, sorry, I need to use another. I will make use of another book that is the. An OpenSUSE book because the Dubs documentation does not contain any screenshots. Okay, what we do now is to display the all the images that belong to a construct that has got the ID cha.ins. You could always you could also pass a file to that command, but you can also use it with IDs. So that will easily allow you to operate with that command over several files. Okay, here we go. These are the images. See, list of images. And what's more, it also outputs the list of images on the command line, and you can also see the modification date. So that really is handy when you want to update a lot of screenshots. So any questions so far? Okay. So, although Dubs also already supports a lot of features, there are future plans for the next release. One of our major goals is to really support DocBook 5. At the moment, we only experimentally support DocBook 5 with DTDs. Meta gets a bit more complicated when using relaxing, because you no longer can use XLT proc, but have to use Saxon 9. And also would like to introduce XLT 2.0 support for the style sheets we use. And another feature we would like to see in DUBS 2.0 is to make it much easier to create your own customization layer of style sheets. The DocBook style sheets can be customized. You can pass string parameters to those files, or you can write your own custom style sheets. But what we have in mind is to make it a bit easier to customize your DocBook style sheets by making use of a Unix config style file in which you just have the name of a parameter and a value assigned to it. So something like, let's say, margin equals 2EM. And that file then will get passed by DUBS, and those values you entered there will get passed to the style sheets. So you no longer have to create your customization layer of style sheets, but can handle that with a simple config file. Another thing we would like to see in the future version is to be able to create diffs between different output formats. When you maintain software documentation, it's pretty hard to display the changes from one version to another. So it would be nice to have some kind of graphical diff in a PDF, and some rudimentary tools for doing that exist, and we would like to make use of them and make them better. Another thing we would like to do is to allow subdirectories for the XML sources. At the moment, DUBS requires to have them in a flat directory, but having subdirectories will make coping with a lot of files much easier. And at least for DocBook 4, we would like to improve the entity handling and allowing multiple entity files and subdirectories which even have the same name, which proves to be a problem. Another thing we'd like to add is top completion for bash for the subcommands. So don't have to memorize all the subcommands, but can just enter C, top, and then will automatically complete to color PDF. And last not least, you may have noticed that sometimes it takes a bit to create the output format, doing some performance improvements. Any questions?
You showed us examples of profiling.
Yes.
And, how would I go when I want to write a menu in different languages? What, in German, another version in English?
Having it all in a single XML file?
I don't know.
You could do so. Question is whether you could do so by making use of these profiling attributes. Maybe I show them in the sources. That would be a bit easier. Okay, so what you could do is something like and then profile for the attribute lung. So then you would have a config file for the German version, dubs-quick-start.de, and specify it to profile for lang equals de. You would have another config file for English and profile it for lang equals en.
But that's not the way how SUSE is. They give separate files for different languages.
Yes, yes, yes. One of the main advantages of DocBook is that it actually is plain text, so you can easily feed your stuff into a translation memory, and that's the way we make use of translations. So what we do is create a profile set of XML sources. DOPS also has a command for that, and then hand it out to the translators. They feed it into the translation memory, translate the stuff, and then create, also using DOPS, create the manuals on the translated XML files. It's easier because you can make use of a translation memory when doing so, rather than having everything in one file. More questions?
Yes, please.
Hello. I would like to ask you if you are planning to support new Wikitext formats or markdown files used by GDAP, for example, not only transforming XML to HTML or PDF, but also markdown or...
Well, actually, we have a target exporting MediaWiki, but the problem with that is you have to care about the images for yourself, because you need to manually upload them to the wiki. But if you do so, you can also create wiki text with that one if you want to. You can show that. And so far there are no plans to support Markdown, but, well, if style sheets exist, it would be no problem to do that. These wiki style sheets were written by ourselves. Don't know whether there are any style sheets which transform to markup. So here we go. This is Media Wiki syntax.
Thank you.
More questions? Okay. So, if you're interested in DOPS, try it, use it, and if you're still interested, you can join our team. Currently, we are two developers from the SUSE documentation team developing DUBS, and we are open for contributions. DUBS is hosted on SourceForge on dubs.sf.net. We have a discussion forum. Whenever you have questions, just ask them in the discussion forum. You can download the source code from the SVN. We also have tarballs ready. For OpenSUSE, we actually have RPM packages which you can install. It's shipped with OpenSUSE, and we've got a repository in the build service called Documentation Tools. For any other Linux distributions, it's just make and make install to install DUBS from the sources. Of course, spec files are welcome for other distributions. Then I can build packages for other distributions in the build service as well and make them available. And of course we have documentation for it, the quick start you've already seen, and the user guide, which is a complete reference for DUBS. Okay, if there are no further questions, then thank you very much.